spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Light, the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's dramatic program, Follow the Leader, is written by Erwin Gonchak and is one in a series entitled Freedom and Responsibility. The series centers in episodes taken from the career of Moses and the Israelites.
Eldad and Medad.
Where?
In the camp.
Well, you sure you heard it right?
I did.
Was Moses there?
Of course not.
I can't believe it's true.
But I heard it with my own ears.
What could have come over Eldad and Medad?
Who knows?
What will happen to them now? To all of us?
People escaping from Pharaoh's tyranny, I felt there must be one code of behavior. The Lord speaks to Moses, and Moses instructs the people, and the people follow. Once permit deviation from this pattern, and disaster would ensue. So I, Raphu, an elder of the tribes of Israel, deemed it my personal responsibility to see to it that the people understood this axiom well. So you can appreciate my concern when I first heard rumors that this rule was being flouted.
Raphu, you seek me?
I must speak to you, Goel.
Yes?
Certain reports have reached me concerning words of Eldad and Medad.
Their prophecy, you mean?
Words, I said, not prophecy.
Yes.
Only Moses has the right of prophecy, do you understand?
I do.
Now, did you hear these words of Eldad and Medad?
Oh, Raphu, I do not want to get them into trouble.
Your only duty at this time is to give me all the information you have.
I understand.
Did you hear the words of Eldad and Medad?
I did.
What were they discussing? Oh,
many things. Our escape from Egypt, our hunger in the desert, when we will reach the promised land. And then...
And then, Goel?
Then Eldad and Medad said, Moses will die, but Israel will live.
Moses die, then we will all die.
Why are you angry with me? I didn't say...
You are as guilty as they. You listened.
What should I have done?
Reported them immediately to me.
Yes.
Have you ever heard Moses speak of his death?
No.
Then until you hear the words from his lips, do not discuss it or listen to others talk of it.
But
what?
Well, Moses is human. He must die one day.
You still don't understand. There is one leader and one leader only, Moses. No matter what the subject, it is only his words that count.
Yes, Raphu.
Joshua, under the circumstances, stern measures are called for.
Raphu, perhaps...
Joshua, let there be more than one voice of authority in Israel, and factions will arise, and we will be torn asunder.
Yes, the Lord has chosen Moses as his spokesman. There must be no other. Obviously, Eldad and Medad are not aware of this.
They have chosen to ignore this fact.
Moses will die, but Israel will live. Then who will lead us?
Do you see what is happening? Even you, Joshua, are now mouthing the words of Eldad and Medad. Do you see how quickly the insidious infection spreads?
You're quite right, Rafu.
To ensure the safety of the people, they must be silenced.
Yes, but let
us... Joshua, in an issue of this sort, there are no buts.
But still, there may be mitigating factors we're not aware of.
All right. I will go to see them. They sat before their tents, two old men. Yet I knew they had the poison to corrupt our people. I would not be deceived by their gentle appearance. I would make a fair investigation, that was their due. But I knew beforehand what the outcome would be. Eldad.
Yes, Rafu.
And Medad.
Yes, Rafu.
I demand answers to some important questions.
I am ready.
And so am I.
The first question. Are you weak from hunger and from wandering in the desert?
We all are, Rafu. You know that.
But no more than anyone else your age?
No.
In other words, when you say something, you know you have said it.
We have all our faculties, if that's what you mean.
Exactly. And Eldad and Medad, that disposes of the first question. Now for the second.
I am ready.
And so am I.
Who is our leader?
Moses, of course.
And who inspires our leader?
The Lord, of course.
Do you know it is not permissible for anyone to claim to prophesy unless it first comes through Moses? Answer me.
What can we say?
Indeed, indeed.
We are humble and respectful members of Israel.
Are you? Did you say Moses will die, but Israel will live? Don't deny it. I have witnesses who heard you say it.
We said it.
We said it.
Don't you know that is prophecy?
Still, we believe it to be true.
Do you? Did you hear Moses say it?
No.
Then nothing is true until Moses says it. Do you understand now?
I do.
I didn't hear your answer, Medad.
Rafu, we meant no wrong.
That is not the issue.
It is just that these thoughts welled up inside of us when we were discussing these issues, and these thoughts almost had a life of their own. They had to be expressed. Haven't you ever had thoughts of such kind, Rafu?
I am asking the questions.
But haven't you, Rafu?
Hold your tongue.
No. So that is your answer.
What do you mean by that?
I think you know.
Quickly, explain yourself.
It is only human to think about the future, to wonder what will happen to yourself, your people, and it is only human to have opinions concerning the important issues of our time.
When the safety of the people is involved, it is necessary to suppress such so-called human instincts. All you must understand is that the Lord speaks to Moses, and Moses instructs us, and we follow. Is that clear?
Yes, Rafu.
Medad?
Yes, Rafu.
So, for the time being, we held off. Joshua thought the two would mend their ways, but I had strong doubts. I could tell by looking at their eyes. I could see they were out to destroy the unity of Israel. But I was fair. I did nothing. I even overlooked Medad's veiled insinuations about my own thoughts until...
Rafu! Rafu!
Who is there so late at night?
It is I, Goel.
What do you want?
I have information about Eldad and Medad.
Come in, come in.
I knew you would want to see me, even if it is so late.
You are right, Goel.
I remember what you told me last time, that I was just as guilty as they for not informing on them.
Speak.
They have spoken words again.
Prophecy.
Have they?
This is what they said. Moses will not enter the promised land. Joshua will lead us in.
Thank you, Goel. You have done well.
Joshua
mercy on us, Refu.
I have warned you once, and you have not heeded me.
We couldn't help ourselves.
The Lord speaks to Moses, and Moses instructs the people, and the people follow. You have endangered the whole fabric of our society by breaking this rule. Not once, but twice, to my knowledge. And who knows how many other times?
Only twice, Refu. Only twice, and we promise no more.
How can I believe that?
Mercy, Refu. Don't leave us out here in the desert to die, to banish us forever from Israel.
It will be Moses' decision to make.
Please, Refu, give us one more chance.
Let him be, Eldad.
Oh. So you finally speak, Medad.
Why do you persecute us?
I persecute you. It is you who wish to destroy Israel.
Have you never had thoughts of your own which may not have come first from Moses?
Never.
Are you being truthful, Refu?
I am.
Are you, Refu?
That is just a taste of what is to come, Medad. You have not learned to pay the proper respect to our teacher and guide. You must be taught.
Eldad and Medad said that I would follow Moses as leader.
They did, Joshua.
Certainly, Moses has not made such a statement.
They continue to usurp the role of prophet allotted only to our teacher and guide, Moses.
And you've warned them of the consequences.
I have. Some people may begin to think that you have put them up to it, that you are behind their prophecy.
Where do they say their words come from?
Oh, from within or without, what difference does it make? The implication is clear enough.
Yes, the Spirit of the Lord.
Where else?
The Spirit of the Lord rests only on Moses.
Joshua, enough talk. Let us quickly go to Moses and be done with it.
Unfortunately, Moses has ordered me to go on a scouting expedition.
Then I will go myself to Moses.
And you, too, have been ordered on a mission to look for new water holes. Moses says you are to take some men, go 3 miles north into the desert, find new sources of water, drink from the wells, and mark the area. Now don't worry, Refu. Upon our return, we'll dispose of Eldad and Medad.
So I had to put the affair of Eldad and Medad aside for the time being, in order to carry out Moses' order to find new sources of water. But still it weighed heavily on my mind. I wanted to be over with it. I wanted Eldad and Medad to receive their just punishment, the incipient infection halted, and then all would be right with Israel again.
Done. It's like a furnace.
Can't we stop and rest, Refu?
Not now, Goel.
Why not now?
Moses has given us an order, and we must obey it to the letter and as quickly as possible.
But it must be 3 miles. Must it be 3 miles?
Can't it be 2 miles?
Or maybe 1 mile?
Moses said 3 miles.
We know the rest.
And 3 miles it will be.
Exactly.
It is so hot.
Sun, it's like a furnace.
Keep walking. Faster. Faster. Faster.
Oh, Rafu, how much farther?
A little ahead.
Are you sure there will be water?
Sether, weren't you listening? Moses said there would be water.
I hope it's a lake. I can drink a whole lake of water.
I can drink 2 lakes.
I can feel the water going down my throat.
It's so cool and refreshing.
What was that? Hmm? A desert hare. Moses is always right. Our friend the hare will lead us to the water.
Come, let us hurry.
Even I say now, faster,
Faster. Faster.
Oh, look. Moses was right. 3 miles out. Water in the desert.
Indeed, a miracle.
But why do we wait? Come, let us drink.
Out of my way.
Water. Water. Sparkling water.
Wait.
Wait. Why should we wait?
Come back here.
First, let us drink the water. Then we will come back.
I say come back now.
I must first take one little sip, one little drink.
Don't drink the water.
Don't drink the water.
Seta, did you drink any?
How could I with your armor on my neck?
Oh, I'm sorry if I hurt you.
Rabu, has the desert sun turned you mad?
I don't think so.
So why can't we drink the water?
I have my reasons.
But you told us that Moses gave orders.
Surely, don't you remember? You were to take some men, go 3 miles north into the desert, find new sources of water, drink the water, and mark the area.
And now we are at that point in the instructions where we drink from the well.
I know the orders Moses gave.
So let us drink the water.
Wait a moment.
But why?
You know the rule. The Lord speaks to Moses, and Moses instructs the people, and the people follow.
You told us that the whole fabric of our community depends on unquestioning obedience to this rule.
You don't have to remind me of that.
You are acting very peculiarly, Rafu.
And we are growing more faint by the moment.
The water is poisonous.
What?
Drink it, and you will die.
How do you know?
It's just the feeling I have.
A voice from above?
I don't know.
But only Moses is permitted voices from above.
That is true.
So, maybe then it's the devil who is speaking to you?
Perhaps.
It must be the devil. Because certainly it can't be a voice from above, because you are not Moses.
Perfect logic, Seth.
Well, then the water must be pure. And the devil wants us to disobey Moses' command.
According to your reasoning, so it appears.
But how can we be sure which voice it is?
I thought you were sure.
I am. Aren't you, Goel?
I am. You are sure that you are sure, aren't you, Sether?
There is one way to find out.
How?
Yes, how?
Drink the water.
Oh, of course. Go ahead, Goel. You were the thirstier.
Oh, but I also have manners. You go first, Seth.
No. You go,
it
Goel.
It won't be necessary for either of you to drink the water.
Well, what
now.
Do you mean?
Why not?
The desert hare was first.
But he's
dead. The poor fellow is dead.
And that's how we would have been if not for your warning, your prediction, Rafu.
Rafu, you saved our lives.
And the voice you heard must have been from above.
I didn't say that.
Your voice contradicted that of Moses. Are you a prophet also, Rafu?
No. There is only one prophet of the Lord, Moses.
Yes, Rafu.
Of course, Rafu.
Still, some strange things have just occurred.
No, it is not so strange. Perhaps when I was a child, I was cautioned about drinking from a well whose water had a color such as this. And perhaps the memory happened to return when I saw you two running to the well.
But who? Who made the memory return now?
Yes, Rafu. That is the important question.
Forget everything that happened here. Do you understand? Forget it.
Rafu, I'm glad you returned so quickly. The mission is completed?
It is, Joshua.
Ah, so is mine. Now we can report the forbidden activities of Eldad and Medad to Moses.
Yes.
Was something wrong, Rafu?
No.
You seem unusually subdued.
The desert journey was arduous.
Yes, of course.
Joshua.
Yes?
Have you ever, We'll have certain thoughts, unexplained ones, gained access to your thinking. That is, contrary to certain instructions. What I mean...
Raffu, we have vital work to do. Surely what you have to say can wait for another time. Eldad and Maedad must be dealt with. Enough time has been lost.
Yes. Yes.
Moses, our teacher and guide, we know you now understand the seriousness of the situation.
I believe I do.
Eldad and Maedad are taking it upon themselves to prophesy, and so are usurping your prerogative of being spokesman for God.
Are they?
Well, they've dared to express their views on subjects which you have not delivered a judgment on. They've dared to say what will or will not happen in the future. They've dared to imply that the divine spirit has rested on them.
Excuse me, Joshua, excuse me. Raffu. You are very quiet.
I am, Moses?
You do not show your customary zeal.
I do not, Moses?
You do agree with Joshua's charges against Eldad and Maedad?
Agree? Raffu brought the charges to my attention. He was the one who insisted that we immediately silence them.
Oh. But, he doesn't speak now.
Well, it was the arduous journey in the desert to find water, my teacher. Raffu's throat must still be parched.
But you did find the water as I directed, didn't you, Raffu?
I found the water.
I know. Sethur and Goel told me all about the search. They appeared to be quite confused and disturbed about certain events which occurred.
They were.
Our teacher and guide, may I respectfully suggest that we return to the subject of Eldad and Maedad.
I didn't know we ever left the subject.
We didn't.
It is not Eldad and Maedad I am concerned about, but you two. You, Joshua, and you, Raffu.
We two? We are your most loyal followers.
No. I can no longer be included. Something did happen during the search for water, actually. I am as guilty as Eldad and Maedad.
Then, if you are guilty, Raffu, so am I. For where did you get your false beliefs concerning my powers and prerogatives? Have they come from me?
Only good has come from your teachings.
Then why must you think that I and I alone can receive divine inspiration and no one else? We must rejoice in the knowledge that all God's children can be inspired in one way or another by the Most High. Ah. Do not fear Eldad and Maedad for my sake. And do not fear yourself, Raffu.
Yes, Moses.
Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit upon them, and their minds would be bold and free.
I left Moses' tent a different and chastened man. Maedad had been right. Many times I had thoughts which I was afraid to voice, which I repressed. Now I would have to come to terms with this other self. To do so is not easy. But Moses had hoped that all the Lord's people would be prophets, and that they would think for themselves as befits free men. That was always his goal for his people. It was now mine also.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Arthur Katz, Executive Vice President of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Mr. Katz.
What should be the relationship of people to a leader within a democratic society? In the dramatization that we have just heard, a keen analysis of the leadership problem has been vividly portrayed. The supreme value within a democracy must be placed upon the worth and dignity of each individual person who is part of that society. Every single life is of great significance. All men ought to be respected for their intrinsic value as human beings. Leadership, or the potentiality to inspire one's fellow man and to give guidance to the decisions which help a group or a community fulfill its aspirations, exists in a sense within every person. The experience of people in groups which pose problems requiring specific solutions may bring forth an answer or a direction of wisdom and leadership from different members of the group at different times. Varying situations call to the forefront a variety of different leaders. The divine inspiration, or the charismatic effect with which such inspiration is identified, resides indeed in all of us. The concept that only certain unique individuals are born to lead or have within them some special inherent proclivity for divine inspiration, as Rafu stubbornly maintained in the beginning of our story, seems not to be consistent with our definition of a leader for democratic living. As Moses pointed out in the story, we must rejoice in the knowledge that all God's children can be inspired in one way or another by the Most High. How is one to lead a people who consider themselves each to be an object of infinite value? Only when we define the leadership role as one which can enable others to grow and develop and to get the task performed essentially by themselves. Only in a manner which preserves and enhances the dignity of those who accept the leadership. Only with a process that involves a group member deeply in the decision-making, maintaining constantly the value of self-determination. Only by strengthening the individual to whom the leadership is being offered in such a manner that any future similar problem or situation can be resolved. Finally, only in an approach of leadership which helps the group members to perform their task in such a way that when they look back upon the situation, they can turn to each other and say with sound justification, "We have done it ourselves."
Thank you, Mr. Katz. Our Eternal Light drama today, Follow the Leader, was written by Erwin Gonchak and was one in the series of programs entitled Freedom and Responsibility. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Norman Rose as Moses, James Dukas as Sether, William Mason as Goel, Roger DeCoven played Maydod, Santos Ortega was Eldot, and Alan Bergman was Joshua. Lester Rollins played Rafu. This is Bill Wendell speaking. Our program was directed by Daniel Sutter. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.